What a great day to serve God. Amen. When there's still men and women who want to stand up for what God believes in, who want to stand and fight the fight for boys and girls who need to know Jesus, who have a heart to serve Jesus, but they never get the opportunity. And it's thanks to ministries like this that they'll get that opportunity. Friends, I think that we at times can establish a disconnect between who we are and who God wants us to be. I want to talk a little bit about that today. If you will, as I'm speaking here for just a moment, could you turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. We'll just be reading one verse today. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. But what I mean is we often seek to please ourselves, friends. We seek to only serve when it's convenient for us. We seek to work hard, but only when it builds us up. To praise God only when we need Him most. And yes, even to a point that we find perhaps, as we're going to learn in our scripture today, maybe, just maybe, we're not walking worthy. If you would stand with me for the reading of God's Word in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 this morning, it says, "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Let's pray. Father, as we bow before You on this day, Father, our conviction today is that You would help us to walk worthy. Father, You would lead us, You would lead these boys unto You, Father. You would lead them to walk worthy. Father, You would send us those boys that they may become godly men. Father, they may be leaders. They may be servant leaders. God, because they want to please You in all that they do. God, we pray for our church today. I pray that You would give vision, give direction, give a clear understanding of this ministry to the people today. Father, as without the support of this church, this ministry will not go far. But Father, we know today that if each one will stand behind us, this ministry can go places that only You could imagine. Father, that we couldn't even fathom on this day. And today we just pray Your guidance be upon those leaders. Father, for the one who can't be here with us today, Father, bring comfort to his family. God, we pray today for Cody and for James and for myself. Father, would You guide and direct and move us, Father, to serve You. God, I pray today that You would break our own selfish inhibition. Father, that we would look only unto Your hope and to Your truth. And we say these things in Your name. Amen. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, that's why we stand here, sit here today, is because in this moment there's a few qualities that a boy needs in order to become a man of God, in order to become the man of God that God would have them to be. And I stand before you today to preach to you the Word of God, but also to share with you how Trail Life will impact our church and how it will impact the kingdom for the glory of God in a way that we cannot imagine. Trail Life in and of itself, as an organization, describes three attributes. If you go to their website, you'll see three things pop up. First one of those things will be adventure. Friends, I saw something the other day that made me think. Why do you not see many kids nowadays running around with a cast on their arm? Even when I was a kid, everyone had a cast on their arm. They'd gotten hurt. They'd been adventurous. And you see, even when I was this kid, I would see these kids, and they were excited to show you their cast, to tell you about their scars. Right? Guess what I did? I climbed up on top of the slide, and my buddy pushed me off, and I broke my arm. They were excited to tell you about their adventures. So, the truth is that we wore our big old Band-Aid from our cut, or we wore that old cast as something to be proud of. We wanted someone to ask us, didn't we? What did you do to your arm? What did you do to your leg? How did you do that? We wanted to hear it. Now, friends, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I want anyone to get hurt. But what I am saying is I do not want us to be afraid of adventure, because a fear of adventure is dangerous. This is indicative in a world around us because, frankly, friends, our world has gone soft. Our world has began to be raised in an area of self-preservation and protection and comfort. And we have gotten to a place that we're so worried about protecting ourselves that we have lost the adventure that God has so faithfully bestowed upon us as we look around to these beautiful mountains that He's given us. And we stand out behind our church and we look up. You know what everyone tells me the first thing they say when they pull into this parking lot is church? They say, aren't those mountains so beautiful? It's the first thing they say. You know why? Because God created those mountains. And He created in us adventure to go into these mountains and to journey into adventure. The world, however, at times has gotten soft. Friends, growing up for a boy or even a girl is not comfortable. There is a whole world out there created by an impressive, by a magnificent God. And it's all here for us to enjoy. It's all here for us to explore. But you see, if we are so scared of what it is that could happen to us, that we do not go and we do not explore and we do not journey, what are we missing out on? And how is it can we really see God's magnitude and God's goodness if we're too scared of the world around us to go into it? After all, if we're scared of adventure, are we not scared of what may happen upon us too when thousands of people come against the gospel of Jesus Christ and we have to stand firm on the gospel? If we do not have adventure in this world, how is it that we are going to stand firm when the faces of evil come in the darkest moments and they come to our doorstep and we have to fight the good fight of the faith? Are we going to be able to have the hard conversation, to say the hard thing, the thing that makes someone uncomfortable, or the thing that makes someone even upset at us because it's the right thing? If we don't have adventure, how is it that we can have that? You see, often our boys have never been challenged. They've never been put in a situation to develop boldness. And friends, that's why many of the Trail Life advertisements that you'll see, that you have seen, that I've had around the church and different stuff, you'll have kids rafting or mountain climbing or standing on a rock on top of a mountain. Because we want to see adventure brought back into the lives of the boys of our world. Our belief is that if adventure would return, so would boldness to the gospel. Friends, let's envision this for just a moment. A child who's never been put out of their comfort zone is standing in the hall of their school. Before him is a friend who is an unbeliever. This friend is one that likely will say something hurtful if confronted on their unbelief. Do you think a child that's never been put out of their comfort zone is going to stand bold and is going to stand up for the faith in that moment? Or do you think they're going to compromise and they're going to let it slide? They've never been put out of their comfort zone. They're not going to start now. After all, how is it that we could stand up when we've never been put in a situation where we've had to? See, how could we stand on top of one of these beautiful Appalachian mountains that we just talked about, see all this beauty that God has created, the place that we all call home, and not see God's goodness, not see God's magnitude? My grandfather would often tell people, my grandfather was a deacon for his whole life, and he served God faithfully, and he would often be asked by a couple people that he knew in his life, they would always use this question because they knew it would kind of get under his skin. They'd say, how do you know that God is real? And he would always say, and he always called everyone son, he'd say, son, look around. Don't you see these skies? Don't you see these mountains? How is it that God could not be real? How is it that we could see this beauty and not understand that there must be an infinite creator standing for us? How is it that they could be victorious after a tough hike standing on top of one of these mountains and not see that God is truly the God of our creation? How could a boy stand in the midst of adventure victorious in a beautiful world and not want to serve Jesus? But friends, adventure alone will not drive a kid to walk worthy. It's only a factor. They also must have character, which is the second thing you'll find. If you go to Trail Life's website, you'll find adventure, and then you'll find character. What is one of the largest missing elements of many of our kids today? They don't have any character. In other words, they have a bad attitude. They have a sorry attitude. They're disobedient. They neglect the world around them. They focus on the little screen all the time. And they've got a bad attitude. Created by us, mind you. Let's not neglect that. It's created by us adults. So, character is developed by someone who has been placed in scenarios where he or she must be challenged. They have to be put in a scenario to determine who they are. To many kids in the world, if you look around, if you ask them, they don't know who they are. Why do you think that when you look, when you see the statistics, that so many teen suicides are at an all-time high? Because they don't know who they are. They don't know who God created them to be. And to even further complicate this, the world around us has pushed ungodly agendas. How difficult is it to know who you are to God when you're being shoved down your throat an agenda such as the LGBTQ? And that is why Trail Life is here to help boys discover who they are in Christ. Not just as a man, but as a godly man. It challenges them to discover their skills, to test their ability to be built up, and also at times, friends, to be torn down. Because sometimes we need failure to grow us. They must work as a team. They're trained to be courageous, trained to be resilient, trained to be faithful to God, trained to honor and respect those around them, trained to serve. And most of all, they're trained to walk worthy. Brothers and sisters, we want to raise godly men, godly fathers, godly husbands, godly church leaders, godly politicians, godly bold witnesses for the gospel of Jesus Christ. But my dear friends in Christ, often we don't see that in the kids of today. Let me alert you of a statistic you may not know. If a father does not go to church, no matter how faithful his wife's devotion to church is, statistics show that only one child in 50 will become a regular worshiper. Only one in 50, if the father is not a regular worshiper, will become a regular worshiper themselves. If a father does not go, regardless of the practice of the mother, between 2/3 and 3/4 of their children will never even don the doors of a church because the father didn't set the example. He didn't set the example in his household. So what we learn from these statistics is very simple. How do we raise up God's men for the mission? Well, we raise up godly men for the gospel from the time they're boys. We don't wait. We don't try to win people later in life. Do you understand that more often than not, if a child does not come to know Christ before they're 25, their statistics of coming to know Christ decrease dramatically? Because they've not been presented it. It's not been led as an example. So we raise up, when we raise up godly men for the gospel. And the third thing that Trail Life says on their website is, they want these men to be strong leaders. So it'll say, leadership is the third thing. You see, to walk worthy of a high calling of the gospel, we don't just need to be pew warmers. We need to be leaders. We need to be put out of our comfort zone. Even those of us who are leaders in Trail Life now as we begin need to be put out of our comfort zone. We need to be put in situations that don't make us feel happy. Because if it's not tough sometimes, God can't grow us. Trail Life offers several leadership programs, and as kids develop, as they advance, they will be placed into leadership programs. Student leaders is what they call them. Using these kids to equip the younger kids in leadership will be a vital part of who they are as they grow in Trail Life. The older will be expected to be an example of the younger, to set a standard for them. And guys, not to set any standard, to set an extremely high standard. Brothers and sisters, you may say, why do you want to set such an extremely high standard? Why do you want to set the bar so high? Well, the truth is that we want to set the bar so high because, first, we believe in them. But second off, we believe that if we set the bar high, they will reach to attain that bar. In fact, some of us expect our kids to meet a bar of expectation in our life that we've never even set. But guys, if we set a bar of expectation, what we'll find is kids will jump to meet it. We have never made it clear what we expect to our kids. And that's why none of them meet any expectation. If there's no expectation, what is there to meet? We raise kids to let them do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, however they want to do it. And we don't set a bar of expectation. And then we wonder why they become disobedient, why they become lovers of the world, why they don't look to Christ first. Because we have not set a bar of expectation in their life. So I just want to ask you the simple question, could it be that the modern day church for too long has set the bar of expectation in children's ministry far too low? Could it be that if we would just set the bar higher, if we would just expect these kids to reach up to get it, that perhaps they would? Maybe we sell them short, guys. Maybe we think, I got to get down to their level. I got to get down here to their level. I was talking to Pastor Don this morning about Judson. Last week after Sunday school, Katie had a rough day with Judson. And we were driving down the road. And Katie said, I bet you he didn't learn one thing in Sunday school, she said. And she turned around and she looked at Judson and she said, Judson, what did you learn in Sunday school? And wouldn't you know, he rattled off exactly what he learned, word for word. And I said, he just made you a liar, didn't he? And she said, yeah, he did, but she was thankful of it. We set the bar too low. We put it down here, and then we never raise it up. We don't want them to have to meet it. We don't set a bar of expectation for them. Because, guys, they want to meet the expectation if we'll just set the expectation for them. We do not want Trail Life to be guilty of this trap. We do not want Trail Life to be guilty of setting the bar too low. We want to set the bar high. And we expect the young men that come through our program to meet the bar. And we expect them to be leaders. In fact, we hope that they inherit a standard from Trail Life that never leaves them, but it continues through their life. You say, why is that? We see our troop number is 2229. It's after this verse, Proverbs 22:29. And it says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. A man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. We know that when a boy becomes a man and he displays a diligence in whatever he does, he will stand in the darkest of times against the darkest of people, and he will stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, that boy will become a man, and he will fight for the gospel. He will fight for his family, and he will not give up under any circumstance because he knows what's on the line. Friends, as we are about today to draw to a close, I just want to ask you perhaps these questions. Today in your life, are you walking worthy? Or perhaps you have to ask the question, do I even know what God expects of me? Am I setting the bar too low for myself? Do I think I don't have to reach up here and grab the bar because God's okay with me being down here? Am I living the example of someone who is walking worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ today? If the Holy Spirit convicts you today that you're not walking worthy, perhaps there's still something in your life that you need to meet. Perhaps you have not been baptized and you need to be baptized. Perhaps you need to follow in church membership because it's what God's calling you to do. Perhaps you need to come forward today for salvation, but you know whatever it is, you are not walking worthy today. Today, would you just come? Would you just come forward and give that to God? Turn your life to Him. Walk worthy of His calling. Ask Him to forgive you of that neglect. Turn back to Him and walk worthy of the calling placed on your life. Brothers and sisters, I do want to ask that in a few moments as Brother Marty comes, perhaps God has laid on your heart just an opportunity for you to come forward and to pray for this ministry today. I'm so excited for this ministry, and I hope you are too. Just come forward. Pray for our ministry of this church. Pray for the leaders that are leading this ministry, that we would serve it faithfully and boldly. that we would be bold witnesses for the gospel to these kids, and that their lives would be forever changed due to this ministry. That's what I'm asking of you as a church today. Just come forward and pray for us. Because this is an opportunity, a holy moment, in which God is giving us to pray His blessings upon this ministry. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as Brother Marty comes. Father, as we bow on this day, Father, in this holy moment, we're so thankful that You are a holy God. And Father, we're so thankful that even if we have failed at times and we are not walking as worthy as we should, that God, You can make our wrong right through Your grace and Your blood on the cross. And God, today I just pray that if there's one here who says, I'm not walking worthy, that they would come forward today. Father, they would turn that to You. They would repent of that sin. Father, they would live their life for You. Father, would they walk worthy today? God, I pray today for our Trail Life ministry. Father, would You bring blessing upon it? And God, as this altar call comes, I pray that Your people would flood these altars praying for this ministry. Father, in this moment, we have an opportunity to send this ministry out on the right foot. And I pray that as a church, we would do just that. I say these things in Your most holy name. Amen.